Republican Congressman and House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana is out of surgery and remains in critical condition, according to MedStar Washington Hospital. He was shot in the hip this morning during that GOP congressional baseball practice at a park in Alexandria, Virginia. At least four other people also were wounded, including two Capitol Police officers, a congressional aide, and a lobbyist. The gunman has been identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. Speaking from the floor of the Senate today, Bernie Sanders said Hodgkinson was apparently a volunteer on the Sanders campaign, a thought that sickened him. Joining us now, NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, what more do we know about Representative Scalise and how he's doing?
Well, we know he's in critical condition, which, quite frankly, is a bit surprising. All morning, we've been hearing from members of Congress, but also his own office, which said that he was shot in the hip. He was undergoing surgeries in stable condition. And as he went into surgery, he was in good spirits. He spoke to his wife by phone. And basically, this is what we've been hearing for several hours. And then just within the last half hour, we got this tweet from the official account of the hospital saying Representative Scalise was critically injured and remains in critical condition.
Okay, well, that will be the cause of much concern. There already has been so much concern after this bizarre event. It was a practice for a charity game, Republicans against Democrats, scheduled for tomorrow night. We also heard from Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, who was there at this practice and spoke with CNN. Let's listen.
Steve Scalise was on second base, playing second base, fielding balls, and all of a sudden we heard a very loud shot. Everybody thought, that sounds like a gun, and the gunman was over by the third base dugout with a clear view of the field and everybody on it. And then all of a sudden, a couple more shots, and we knew what it was.
Greg Myrie, it was a shooter. Who else was there?
Well, a whole bunch of congressmen. They practiced three times a week, and this is in Alexandria, Virginia, just across the river. Don't know the exact number, but enough to get prepared to make this baseball team. And it seems the gunman was shooting through a chain link fence. And many of the congressmen seem to be waiting for batting practice, with a few of them out in the field fielding balls, including Scalise, who, as we heard, was hanging out about second base.
Well, some of the names that are coming up: Ways and Means Chair Kevin Brady, the Republican from Texas, Senator Rand Paul, Ben Wenstrup, the congressman from Ohio, was providing medical care. I mean, really, you know, Representative Mo Brooks, just, you know, quite a scene. What are people saying there in Washington?
Well, it's certainly shaken up the Capitol. Everything has basically come to a standstill, and everybody's focusing on this. Business in the House and Senate have been canceled today. The president has canceled his events and has made a statement. People are talking about the real bravery of the two Capitol Police, who are there because of Scalise and his high-ranking position, and they provide round-the-clock security for him. So that they helped save the day and prevent this from becoming a much bigger incident. But that's everybody in the Capitol is talking about this almost exclusively right now.
Yeah, and we're hearing a lot of reaction of unity. Here's House Speaker Paul Ryan speaking in the House.
We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
You know, Greg, we are, you know, if you go to social media, there are people on the right saying this was because of the language and, you know, maybe even, you know, Kathy Griffin's picture of Donald Trump that has, you know, pushed this kind of response. We hear on the left talk about guns, but it sounds as if the overarching voice that we're hearing is one of we're all in this together.
Absolutely. It's a rare day where everybody's pulling together and condemning this act and saying it does provide a very poignant example of the vitriolic environment that we often see here. So the Democrats were out practicing as well, and they've said that could have been us. We're very very grateful. Everybody's thinking about those who were injured.
Right. And the game is going to go on.
Tomorrow night, National Stadium. This is something that's a game that's been played basically for more than 100 years. It's a big tradition for charity. Still going ahead of schedule tomorrow night.
NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie updating us on that shooting at the GOP baseball practice in Virginia. Five injured, and we will follow that story. Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.